This is the liar's club. TV, get on closer. Boy, it does look like a...
You got a crew?
A rogue's gallery. No, wait, no, just one more.
One more.
Sit back down. That may not have been good.
You're going to get two. You're going to get two of them anyway.
I got about two more pictures on here, but I'm going to take...
Say cheese. Can everybody say cheese?
Say cheese.
Tequila.
Right. Maybe we got everybody's eyes open.
Maybe, hopefully. I'm really...
Kathy, play with the phone.
Oh, I know, I am.
I still like that. Them hillbillies with the bib overalls and barefooted, long rifles, beard. And they had a sign up, our efficient help will be glad to serve you in the restaurant there. You see one of those?
No, I don't think so. Where do you see that? In that restaurant?
Not very far.
I might have.
And these real people, this hillbilly, of course they looked as terrible as possible and had all of their clothes on and the suspenders broke and barefooted and with their bellies hanging out. And it looked like they didn't have enough sense to come in out of the rain. Our efficient crew will be glad to serve you.
I love that story that about the geese. Was it geese?
Well, the one that you wrote up. Yeah, out on the range.
That was when. That was a
greyhound.
Mm-hmm.
The greyhound.
And what was it? Peaches.
Now, Uncle Clarence. Now, this happened several times. I wasn't there at that particular time. But Clarence and I went to Roswell in one of them Fords. And stayed with friends down there, and we picked peaches, and we brought back cantaloupes, and we ate cantaloupes coming and going, and we had, I don't know, several bushels of peaches in the back, and all the, I just had enough room to set, see, for peaches that we had picked, and we brought them back. And they'd peel, they'd throw the seeds and the peel in a big tub. See, they had a mess of them. So those were thrown in there, those peelings. And they're trying to work those peaches up before they'd ruin, see.
Were they canning?
Canning peaches, and they used to dry some, too.
Well, did they?
But mostly canned. And they had that, set that... A tub of peaches is half full of seeds and peelings, and it set it out, I guess, on the porch or somewhere, and it's around there two or three days, and it's soured. And then they finally dumped it out there, and them geese ate it. And it's full of alcohol.
It fermented. It fermented.
It fermented and turned it, and them geese ate it. And Grandma went out there and all the geese were laying over dead. So he says, oh, ain't no use in, we don't, can't cook them all, we'll just, they made feather beds. You didn't have nothing in this country. So they picked them, took all the feathers off them. That they could use and stuff pillows and feather beds with. And they threw the geese out in the yard. Went on about their business. And finally Grandpa came in. Later on, 2 or 3 hours, I came in. What in the world did you pick all these geese and pick your feathers off of them for? And they're going, quack, 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 all over the place. They come through. And they're still kind of staggering. But they end up staggering around.
Neck is a jaybird.
Neck is a jaybird. Well, Grandma, what are you doing? Pulling all the geese out. So that took place out. I remember, I wasn't there to see the geese. I don't remember that.
Boy, what happened? You think they froze to death that winter?
Well, no. They had bad years and good years. Some years they sell the cattle, some they lose.
I'm talking about the damn geese, though.
The geese, do you think they grew their feathers back? I presume if they didn't.
If they kept them long enough, I'm sure they grew them back.
She might have made coats for them.
Now that was Hugh. Hugh was there at that time, not me. So what happened to the geese? When I was there, I remember when she had guineas, and chickens and guineas. But I don't remember ever seeing any geese when I was there.
Do you remember what those guinea eggs looked like? How they were different? And they were pointed.
More pointed?
More pointed, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them, now what was the story about you and Lucille and the time you got in trouble?
About the chickens?
Well, the feathers or something?
Yeah. Well, we'd always get devilment when they'd leave us to go to town on Saturday.
You and Lucille were about...
We were the two devils of the family.
Well, he's about the same age.
Yeah, no, she's a year older.
Well, she was the instigator then.
No, I'm as much instigator as she was. But this was my deal, and we had a lot of little chickens about so high. And I decided to make Indians out all of them. So I just... The skin was real soft, and I just get a big chicken's feather, just break the skin lightly, and stick that down in there, see? And there was that chicken running around there.
In the head? In the head?
Yeah, right in the neck. The soft part of the neck there, and it wasn't very thick, and it was a very simple operation to turn them into Indians. So, Aunt Sadie and Uncle Charlie came in, and they looked at all them chickens. They're going around picking and eating the feathers. And waving at everybody. And she couldn't figure out what in the world it was. But I forgot where I got into big trouble over that or not. I just remember a lot of them would scratch and finally scratch that out, and then two or three days, and they'd all lost the feather and fell out.
Well, Lucille, didn't you tell a story about you got in trouble about something and got, you had to go, I don't know if they locked you in the little outbuilding or made you go sit in the outbuilding or something?
I don't remember. I do remember one thing, though, that I was up at Aunt Sadie's, and Mom was down at Grandma's house. Aunt Sadie and them lived in a house up here.
Now you're talking about the ranch.
Yes, the ranch, but the house is about 150 yards apart.
But where was Granddad living? Your Granddad?
Well, he lived in the south side down there, see.
On the same piece of property?
On the same property.
You mean where they had those four houses in the corner?
Yeah, see, they're right on the corner.
But they were pretty close together.
Yeah. Grandpa was right here, and Uncle Charlie's was here, and Clarence's was... I believe his was here.
Can you mother?
Clarence, Uncle Charlie's, and Grandpa's.
And your mother?
And I don't remember who.
Your mother?
It may have been Mom's. I don't know. But see, Aunt Dorothy's was off the cap, and I don't know where Aunt Mary's was. And I forgot where Brian's was. But anyway, on this cross, Grandpa was here, and Uncle Charlie was here in this house, and they had a back bedroom. And we was playing in that bedroom, and there's a door out this way, and they were in this front room with the fire going, and we was just playing there, and it come the humdinger of a summer shower. And I wanted to run out in that, and Aunt Sadie come in there and said, "No, you're not going to go out there and get your clothes all wet." Well, I solved that problem right quick, so she went back in. I took them all off. And now I made a big circle ball running like mad, and that rain was just a pounding on me, and it felt so good. Why, and then I come in soaking wet. And she come back in about that time with a newspaper and spanked my bottom.
How old do you think you was then?
Huh?
How old do you think you
was? I may have been 5.
And Lucille was there too?
Yeah, Lucille, Marvin, and Francis.
But she didn't run out naked, did
she? No, she didn't. Boy, they were smarter than me.
But it felt pretty cold, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't too awful cold.
Summer shower.
It was Sure exciting.
Well, now, you told the story one time about a bolt of lightning or something. Was
a ball of lightning.
Ball of lightning that came through those houses or something?
Levi told that,
or
didn't
was
he?
Was that Levi?
That's Pop's story.
Remember a ball of lightning come through the gap between the houses?
Between the houses
porch
or between the hallway?
Walkway between.
Yeah, that's Pop's. Well, now, Jake and I got struck head on with the bolt of lightning.
When was that?
When?
Jake McGee.
Jake McGee. That, let me see how when that was. That was when we was in about the sixth grade or seventh grade, somewhere along in there. And we was always hunting prairie dogs. And it was cloudy weather.
What did you do with the prairie dogs while we had a prairie dog?
And Jake lived out north of town about, I guess, a half a mile out of town.
Of Portales?
Yeah, Portales.
That's when you lived in Portales?
Yeah, when I lived in Portales with this boy. Young guy. I didn't wait too much at that time. And we was hunting prairie dogs. And we went out there, and that, and it wasn't, it was just clevering up and kind of raining a little bit off in the distance. When we started out, it wasn't raining. And we made a round up through the prairie dog field and started back, and there was about 100 or 200 yards from the house was a bunch of tin cans where they dumped the trash stuff, see? And we had pretty close to that, all that mess of tin and iron. And it had started raining, and either he or I had a cold. So we took it off and put it over our heads and walking right close together. That bolt of lightning, the sound and the flash was at the same time. Bloom, and there's light at the same time. And the bolt went right through me, all through him, and then into the ground. And down we went in the water. And it knocked me cold for a second or two, or three. Finally, I kind of come to, and I looked up, and old Jake was running for the house, and he was already 50 yards. Ahead of me, and I'm still laying there in the water. And I got up, and before we got the house, I passed him.
Well, did you have a burn spot or anything on you?
No.
You just felt it go through you?
Yeah. It felt just like you'd hit me with a sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. Just exactly like
it knocked
like
it totally
yourself.
Down.
And it knocked me down flat. And well, went right, I could feel it go right through my body. Through this, out through this shoulder into Jake.
Water didn't kill you.
I know it's one we weren't killed.
What did he say about it?
Well, he didn't say nothing. He's running too fast. We discussed it very severely, and we never hunted well for 3 or 4 years. Jake was worse than me. If it started thundering or it's clouding up, well, he got in the house. He went step door no time for 3 or 4 years.
From that experience.
From that experience. And it took me a little longer to get over it. But I wasn't as afraid as he was. If it started thundering lightning far off, I didn't pay much attention to it. But even today, if it's lightning all around me, I get in the house as quick as I can. It's one week somebody didn't get killed out there when the tornado hit us. It is landing on all sides of me, that lightning.
Oh, it was. It was all over that night.
It hit everywhere at me, and I'm out there running around in shorts.
Which, what was this?
The night the teepee went down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the night the teepee went down. Now, it thundered and lightning. We couldn't do nothing.
Then you feel so helpless, because I was looking for a flashlight, trying to find stuff to get out of the rain, you know, and everything was getting wet.
I finally dug, I was lucky, my capote was where I could reach it. And I finally lifted up some of that weight and drug it out and got that on. That's about all that kept me from freezing to death.
It wasn't real, real cold.
I was sitting up, putting on clothes on when one of the teepee posts fell. Yeah. Hit me in the head, like, I don't know if it broke or not, but That's when I knew something was wrong definitely, but I heard all this noise and I got up and I was gonna go out and look, see what it was.
Yeah.
The train was coming.
But you were with us, weren't you?
That train noise stopped when it got to the top. So I think it must have quit being as fierce as it was when it's coming and we heard it.
Yeah, it sounded just like a freight train.
You mean we got the tail end or something?
Or just, I think whiz high, and I think it just hit the top of that teepee.
Mm-hmm. We were the highest thing out there. Now, it is,
I could see it hitting
Gary's tent,
west of us, and not every place. It is hitting on all sides of it.
The lightning.
But see, Gary's tent was pretty high, and it just twisted it. Ours is high enough that it just really gave it a twist.
It just twisted it. Ours off the top.
Yeah, and some of those guys that were up in those other tents, those lean-tos, they said those poles moved in 2 feet on some of those. Just came in and, the whole tent was
Sometimes when you have a tornado, you have a, like a house that will explode because it's closed up and the atmospheric pressure is greater in here. And
out goes the windows.
And that's the way to do it. Well, I've seen our teepee go, the poles go back in like this, until you got those braces up there. You know, the braces, cross braces you made?
Well, they sure help now.
Yeah, you're going to load.